Shara Bais Bez Hashem, we learn Shmiya Salashin Shar Zechira Perik Yud Gimel, Shir number 98. Chavetz Chaim is telling us how the Yetzirah works. We have to understand how the Yetzirah operates, and then we'll be able to understand how to fight back against the Yetzirah. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, Upen Yifate Oyscha Yetzir Leima. Perhaps the Yetzirah will try to convince a person by saying the following. Haloi chaveri hashemeya mimeni es kol ha-sipurim sheli. That my friend who hears all of these stories of Lashon Hara from me, einoi choshev ze lehezek, he doesn't think it's damaging. V'harayo she'einoi soini over ze. And the proof is he doesn't hate me because of this. V'adarabah, who marriedly punched the voice over Zeh. And just the opposite. He shows me a nice countenance. His face shines with joy when I tell him these things. This is what the Yetzirah tells a person. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I want to share with you a mashal. I want to share with you a mashal why this is an incorrect approach. That just because a person doesn't respond in an incorrect, in a strong fashion by saying, I don't want to hear what you have to say, and he accepts your Lashon Hara, that doesn't mean you should be saying this to him. As well as the one who's saying it to you, you should realize he's coming to damage you as well. And the mashal is like this. And he says it's a ganav. There's a certain person who's a thief. He's a mamish, a conniving ganav. And has a tremendous, tremendous amount of charisma. Very charismatic. One day, he puts on nice clothing, a suit, a tie. Of course, he stole it all. He walks down the street and he bumps into another fellow. And he says, oh, Yankul, how you doing? I haven't seen you in such a long time. And Yankel's thinking, do I know you? And he says, sure, well, of course you know me. And the two start schmoozing together. And this ganav says to Yankel, Yankel, let me come and treat you to a nice meal. And Yankel's thinking, yeah, I really don't remember last time we met, but okay, you know, it is lunchtime. I'm a little hungry. They walk down the block to a very expensive restaurant. And this ganav is ordering and ordering, and he tells Yankel to order whatever he wants. And the two of them order, and they eat, and the waiter keeps bringing out more food, expensive food, the finest wine. And then eventually, the ganav says, I'll be back in a minute. He slips out and never comes back. The waiter comes with the bill, and Yankel's sitting thinking, where's this friend of mine? And he never comes back. And Yankel says, I didn't order this. I wasn't in charge. And the waiter says, excuse me, sir. You sat down with him. He's gone. You're paying the bill. Explains the Chavetz Chaim that the whole time these two were eating together, they were expressing friendship with each other. When Yankel was eating with his thief, he didn't hate him at all. Adrabah. He thought he's such a nice, wonderful person, because he figured, wow, I don't remember meeting him, but he must remember meeting me because he's treating me out to the finest food. But when the waiter gave him the $350 bill, you can imagine the hatred that this Yankel had for this ganav. Keina Dover, says the Chavetz Chaim, the same thing is here as well. Einei margish ha-sheimeya mimcho loshen horo. U-mekabloi es ha-hashchoso asher ha-shchato aloi benavshoi. The person who hears this loshen horo from you, and he accepts it, he doesn't feel the hashchoso, the destruction that you're causing to his neshama. The Adarabah, he thinks you're his friend. Because you're telling him this nice story. And you're befriending him. And you're showing him respect. He's showing you the respect. The whole time he's talking to you, you think he really cares about you. But it's just the opposite. He is bringing you down. And in Shemayim, when they take out that day and they review that day, and the listener of the Lashon Hara will be held responsible for accepting the Lashon Hara that this Ganef, that this Baal Lashon Hara told you. The Koshekein, Im Garamta Labi Sipurecho Shia Nichtav Chasa Shalom Ayotchla Maila Bechaburis Resha. And even more so, if this person who spoke the Lashon Hara is written down in the book of a Rasha, and the one who accepted it, everyone is included. All those listeners, all the Mekablim, the Lashon Hara, are accepted in that same book of a Rasha. Concludes the Chafetz Chaim, as you find this in the Tzavo of Rebbe Elezer HaGadol. A Tzavo is a will. The person leaves this world. Before he leaves the world, he writes a will. And in the will that Rebbe Elezer HaGadol, the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Elezer ben Horkanus, he writes to his children. He tells them, Al teishev bechaburas ha'imrim g'nai mechavarayim. He says, my son, b'ni, don't sit with people who speak evil about other people. Al teishev bechaburas ha'imrim g'nai mechavarayim. You know why? Ki kishadvarim oilam lamayla. Because when those words go up to Shemayim, b'sefer nichtoven, they're written down in the book. V'chol ha'indim shom nichtoven b'shem chaburas resha. And whoever is there, listening to these words of Lashon Hara, listening to these words of Ayinah's Dvarim, are included in this chaburas resha. Their names are written down as well. And then at that point in time, when all those other Yankels are sitting around, when their name was written down in that book because of the Lashon Hara that this Ganav, that this thief in the Mashal said over, how much kas will a person have because he was part of that group?